Well, joining us now is a man who's now got the tag, a premiership winning skipper in the Santos Sentinels Rugby Premiership. Now, of course, this man's name is Matt Swagger. And Matthew, of course, you are the skipper of the Santos now Rugby Liberals, who are premiers. How does that feel, man, to have the Heath Shield and the wicker basket that is the Santos Cup as well?
After last year, I'm extremely proud of the boys. We got off to a flying start, which we spoke about, but we probably let ourselves down in that middle half there. Full credit to Pirates, they clawed their way back into it. And we made us fight right to the end, but the defence that we showed, sort of 5 minutes to go, I couldn't be prouder of the boys, so, extremely happy.
Such a fantastic year too. You won the Treloar Cup, losing, what was that this year in the team? But it all comes down to today. How do you think of the year overall, especially with the two-tier competition?
When it first came out, to be honest, I probably didn't think it would probably suit, us better sides. I probably maybe more in it for the other sides. But, season went on, sort of grew on me a bit playing those top sides. That makes you better footballers. And I think getting the opportunity to, what did we play Pirates, maybe four or five times this year. I think come grand final, know what those teams are all about. I played normal comp maybe. You played them once or twice and then you get to the big day and don't probably know much about them. But I think we probably knew their game inside out and they probably knew ours inside out. It's how you play on the day and probably how bad you really want it. Going back to last year, a lot of surviving members there, losing there really hurt, and I think winning today, we wanted that really bad. I think we showed that there today.
Had a fantastic first 30 minutes, like Tim O'Brien was on fire, and you were able to keep snipping away, and you just went right through the middle of Pirates, and as you said, you might have fallen a little bit asleep in the back end of the first half.
We started well, we slackened off in that middle half, but I said to the guys, we didn't have to score points, as long as we could keep them down in their half, they couldn't score points, and Henry came up with that big play towards the end there to put Caney away, and he's been a great player all year, and he's a young guy and I think you'll see a lot of him in the future, but he played really well for us today. But they can't score when we're on their line. I think we just showed really good patience today. I couldn't be prouder of the boys.
What about Hunter and Tom? They've done a fantastic job coaching. They sort of can get the message across to you blokes even though they're a bit two-headed.
I've loved playing under those guys. They're both young guys and sometimes that can work and sometimes that can't, and I think it definitely has worked with us. It's probably hard for them coaching guys that are their age and if not older, but I think they've done a fantastic job over the last 2 years, to bring this team together. They've had to work hard, but I think the boys really enjoy playing under them, and their enthusiasm, they are very young, but their enthusiasm rubs off onto the players, and I think that's where it's really shone through with the guys.
What about yourself? You're going to keep playing for the Blue Boys and you're looking to get into the luxuriousness that is the Santos Central North Kookaburra shirt and get into one of these New South Wales country sort of championship?
I left Sydney 2 years ago and my main goal was to come home and to win the comp for now, Brian. I couldn't do that last year, but I've been fortunate enough to do it this year, so that's one of my main goals ticked off. I'm only 26, so I think I've still got a fair bit left in me yet. I've probably committed to playing Central North next year. I'm looking forward to, maybe getting into a bit of rep stuff. Haven't done it for a couple of years, so I'll definitely go around again with the Blue Balls next year, and like I said, it'd be nice just to, play that little bit higher standard, and hopefully everyone, all the other players in the other teams really jump on board, because I think there's some, extremely good players in this comp. You get them all together, I think, Central North could be a real force.
Of course, there's great incentive there also with the New South Wales Country Eagles in the Bill Corp Cup, so you can continue to live in the country for the vast majority of the year. If you've got the talent, you've got the goods, and you play well for the Cockatoos, you can be part of that pathway to get into the national setup as well. And is there a bit of a temptation now that you've ticked off the mark to go, I'll go back to Sydney University, an arts degree, get back into that sort of swing of things? Of course, you're a captain of Sydney University in a grand final 3 years ago.
Like I said, this was one of my goals and I have ticked it off, and I probably haven't even given it much thought at all. But, come home now and I'm working on the farm, and I really do enjoy that. At this stage, of going back to Sydney probably maybe isn't an option. Like I said, I wouldn't mind getting back into, some of that high, level of rugby, maybe starting off with just Central North and seeing how I'm going, and then, maybe see what follows after that. But, I'm not going to hold my breath on any of that. I'm happy here playing for Narrabri, and like I said, my first probably commitment's Narrabri, and then I've also committed to, the Central North, and something follows after that. I'm happy to go with it, but first priority is probably now, bro.
Well, warmest congratulations, Matthew. It's a very nice thing to be able to hold the Heath Shield up and the wicker basket as well, and we have been talking to the premiership winning skipper of the Santos Narrabri Blue Boys, Matt Swagger.